What is going on, guys? And welcome back to the Lions End Podcast with your host, the Alex, joining us, where we talk about real shit, temptations, cravings, desires,
the flesh.
First and foremost, I hope you're doing good. All right, much love. So, a big thing that I was realizing yesterday is that you and I have a lot of desires. There's the desire of the flesh and desire of the spirit, okay? Not to get too religious. Not even religious. Let's say God. Hey, listen, I believe in God. You're going to listen about God in this podcast at times. So if you don't like it, there's the door. So back to what I was saying. So look, when you understand that it is within us. So the kingdom of heaven is within us. Meaning we have guidance within us. We have our intuition. We have our gut. And we are guided by that feeling at times. And it is our desires. And let me just break down more and more. There's desires for food. There's food. There's alcohol, weed, drugs, sex, porn. Drama, there's desires to like gossip at times, you know, and so we all have these initial desires of the flesh that wants to do these things. And why am I speaking about this today? Yesterday I limited my food, you know, I had to cut out carbs just so I can just, I was having a stomach ache, not gonna lie to you, and I was like, yo, I just need to cut out carbs, let my body digest what it was digesting, because I had a big meal over the weekend. And I know a lot of people get cravings. I get cravings at times, and there's times of really bad cravings, which is cereal for me. And you might get cravings for whatever it might be. You might crave to drink. You might crave to eat the sweet foods. You might crave to like sit with a friend and spill the tea, as they say it, you know? So you have all these cravings, cravings for lust, sex, porn, and just pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And ultimately, like, that fogs your mentality. Like, you can't think straight, you can't see straight, there is no clarity, because you're chasing pleasure, you're chasing what the flesh wants. And what ends up happening is you feel guilty afterwards, you feel shameful sometimes, okay? Like, it's the truth. For my guys out there, sometimes you jerk off and you're like, oh, what was I doing, right? Exactly. You know, or sometimes you eat just all this sweet food or these burgers or the Taco Bell or something. You're like, oh my God, I feel like shit. What do you think that is? That's desires of the flesh. It wants you. And I don't hate to call it, but the devil's so tempting. He really is. And like, sometimes it sounds like a fairy tale. Oh, God and the devil. But no, it's the truth. Say, call it what it is. And here's the beautiful thing, though. When you learn to restrain yourself from these temptations, you become so powerful. I'm telling you, you become powerful as fuck. Don't believe me? Try it out. Just say no to your cravings. Say no. Think of just the act of saying no to these things, to the food. It might be food for you. It might be alcohol. It might be weed. Whatever it might be for you. It might be sex, the porn, the lust, all that. Say no to it for a whole week. Test yourself. Test yourself, and you're going to see not only how hard it is, but when you do that, you're going to feel so powerful, because you are in control. You have self-control. That is, everybody wants that. Everybody wants self-control. Everyone wants the ability to say no to the things they know they should be saying no to. Do you get that? That's why self-mastery is so respectable. That's why you sit at the table when you see someone who's very disciplined. You're like, God damn, man, you're disciplined as fuck. Someone in really good shape, wow, you're disciplined. You know, someone who's consistently waking up at a certain time, wow, you wake up so early. How do you do it? Why are we impressed by those things? Why? Because it's so hard to say no. It's so easy to say yes and to fall a trap into like, oh, that feels so good. That feels right, and especially in the moment. Especially in the moment. You want to do it. You want to feel the pleasure because you want to feel good. And so the thing is, I've been able to say no to many things, and one of my biggest things was like lust, and I'm not saying that alcohol is not easy, not hard to say no to, and weed. I had to stop weed a while ago, but like, you know, I say no to all those things, and you have clarity. You have answers. You are getting you're getting answers directly from God. Trust me. If you don't believe me, give it a shot yourself. Whatever it might be, what is it right now? Say it out loud. What is your vice? What is it? What is it? Think about that. Okay, now think about saying no to that and how hard it is to say no to that. Right? It's hard. But that is where all your power is. Think about it. I never really, if I say no to lust, am I going to be really that powerful? I'm going to be honest with you. There was a point in my life where I was like, yo, I always need to have a woman in my life. Like, I always need to be having sex. Like, even if it's one woman, like, being consistent with them, whatever. Like, that was my philosophy, and that was holding me back. I never thought about it. I'm like, how can that be bad for my body or my mind? It's, no, come on. Like, I'm on point, you know? But it was. You don't know what holds you back until you don't do it no more. And then you end up going further than you have before. You end up going to new places mentally, spiritually. You end up feeling like strength like you've never felt before. Because you put a halt to the things that were taking away your spiritual power. Well, how do you recognize spiritual power? Peace. Spiritual power is peace. Clarity. You're not questioning your life. You're not feeling down. You're not feeling hopeless. In matter of fact, you have more faith. You're more proud of yourself. You see yourself as like, wow, like you look in the mirror, you feel yourself. You're just like, man, look at that motherfucker. It's the truth. You see yourself glowing and proud, and you feel as if you have the answers to life, because you're not questioning what you should or shouldn't be doing, because you're following in the path of your spirit. We're spiritual creatures, not physical creatures. And if you don't really believe me, or you want a better reference too, if you guys have seen The Office, and if you haven't seen The Office, go watch The Office, okay? But for my fellow people who have watched The Office, Dwight, right? I don't know his real name, but Dwight, he actually wrote a book. But don't worry about the book. He went on a podcast, and he was like, yo, I dealt with a lot of shit. And he's older. And he's like, and I didn't really find peace until I realized one thing. That we're spiritual creatures, not physical creatures. We're spiritual creatures having a physical experience. And I'm like, damn, bro, I'm 29, and I figured that out like last year pretty much. I'm like, and it took him for a while to realize, and that's where because he dealt with a lot of depression, anxiety, and he's like, it wasn't until I figured out that we're spiritual creatures living, having a physical experience that my life got better, you know? And so you start following your spiritual intuition, and it'll guide you. Again, it's just very hard, and that's why learning to follow your spiritual intuition is learning to limit your food, because self-mastery begins with what we ingest, okay? When you learn to limit your food, you learn to put your immediate needs at bay. So when you put your immediate needs at bay, your necessary needs like sleep, food, water at bay, you get to think more clear, because you're not going beyond the boundaries of like more. Like when you're full, you want more food. Oh yeah, give me dessert. Or like when you sleep in, let me just go do something. Whenever you do very, very, very pleasure and stuff, you only want more and more, because that's the flesh. It never wants to get enough. You have sex once. No, I want to go again. You want to masturbate once. No, I want to do it two more times. One more video. You want to gossip? Oh, let's talk about this for another hour, 2 hours. You will always, always want more. That's just the flesh. But again, once you go against that and you have that discipline, I'm telling you, you'll be more powerful than most people around you. All right. Thank you for listening, guys. Have a great day. Hold on. My phone's in my pocket.